I got so many things to cover here with my next guest, Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of the new book, The War on Guns. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's great to talk to you.
I thought that Barack Obama was just one hell of a gun salesman, but then I'm looking at sales for September. Background checks, almost 2 million in September, which is up 27% year over year from last year. It's the 17th month in a row that record sales for guns have occurred. And I, you know, if on the 8th of November, Hillary Clinton comes out ahead, it could be boom times for the gun manufacturers and sellers here in this country again for a few weeks.
Yeah, well, you probably have more at stake in terms of gun ownership in this election than in any other election that I know of. Hillary Clinton, as we've talked about before, has made it very clear that she will try to reverse recent Supreme Court decisions on the Second Amendment by appointing justices to the Supreme Court who will think it's okay to for the government to have the power to be able to go and completely ban guns. And, she wants to push a lot of regulations that I think will make it more costly for law-abiding citizens to own guns. She's criticized President Obama for not using executive power more in terms of just issuing edicts that will have to be challenged in the courts.
Courts that are stacked, by the way, and not, you know, courts that in effect would throw out the law. But here's her comment. You know, we're protecting all of God's children is America's calling, says Hillary Clinton. Our entire country should take a moment to really look at what's going on here and across America, to imagine what we see on the news and what we hear about. Imagine it through our children's eyes, says Hillary Clinton. See, it's all about the kids, doctor. It's always all about the kids.
Well, I mean, I support laws that will make people safer. It's just that she and I fundamentally disagree on what laws will make people safer. She thinks that going and having bans, restrictions like they've had in the UK or Australia would go and make people safer. And yet, you know, after the UK had its ban on handguns in 1997, over the next 8 years, they had a 50% increase in the number of homicides that occurred in the country. You know, every place in the world that's banned either all guns or all handguns has seen large increases in murder rates after those bans have occurred. And, she points to these other countries as places that we should consider modeling our gun laws after. It'd be nice if a reporter would say, well, the places that you point to haven't had the reductions in crime. In fact, if any thing, it's clear that the opposite's occurred.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, you run into these problems, but, you know, it's the same old thing. Let's help the children. We don't help the children by gutting the Constitution. That has helped more children become more prosperous and live longer, more productive lives than at any time in human history. But that is the approach of the left, is to, you know, we know better than you. We're smarter than you, and we'll get rid of these. You know, it's interesting to note that since 1993, the country, until the last couple of years, has been on a steady decline of violent crime. And during that entire period, especially during the last 8 years, the gun sales and gun ownership continues to go up in America while crime goes down. And yet the liberals refuse to see these very clear statistics.
Right. Well, last year, murder rates and violent crime rates went up. But, you know, as you say, over the rest of the time, it's been going down. And the thing is, there are other things that have happened over the last year. One can go and argue that police have been more reticent to go and enforce laws in different areas. And if police are going to pull back and not do and be afraid to do their job to some extent, then criminals will find it easier, less risky to go and commit crimes. I mean, anybody who's read any of my books know that I believe that police are the single most important factor in reducing crime. And, you know, to the extent that they find it more difficult, riskier to do their job, you'll see more crime. And in particular, you see more crime in the most vulnerable places where crime is already very high.
Let me ask you something. Speaking about local law enforcement, I want to shift gears just a little bit here. But according to some emails obtained by the Wall Street Journal, Local police officers are apparently scanning license plate numbers of people attending gun shows, at least in some places around the country, at the request of the federal government. You know that they have these scanners in the back of police cars now that any cop that goes by can read the license plate, bam. And then these were happening in Southern California, so that then people that were at these gun shows and then that car maybe that day or sometime in the future would cross the border with Mexico, and they're triangulating, if you will, to say, well, my God, they were at a gun show, and now they're going to Mexico, so they could be breaking the law by taking guns to Mexico. It's, well, it's a little bit frightening to know that the police can just cruise through the parking lot of a gun show, collect all of the information on your vehicle because you're there, and the numbers are all, you know, in the computers. What do you make of that?
Well, it's just another way that the Obama administration is trying to do gun registration. You know, they've been caught multiple times violating the law already in terms of keeping information on background checks. By law, the federal government, is after they've successfully completed a background check, is only supposed to keep that information for 24 hours. There have been a couple times where the administration's been caught keeping data, you know, years after they were supposed to do so. And here, if they go and record people who have been at gun shows, and they won't tell us how many places around the country or how much of the country that they've been doing this for, you know, they've essentially put together a list of people who are likely to own guns. And they've obviously been keeping this data on these individuals for years.
Well, it makes me wonder, these police cruisers can go around with these cameras that scan license plates of every vehicle they go by, front or back, going down the highway, going into, you know, gun shows, wherever they are. And all of this information gets dumped somewhere. So if they can pattern somebody, well, he was at the gun show, and then he was at the bank, and then he was at another gun show, you know, maybe we should just, you know, put a tail on this person. You know, it just bothers me to no end that the government has all of this power.
But, you know, the bottom line for this is that they've been putting this information together, and the Wall Street Journal article mentions in a sentence that they've had no success in tracing any gun crimes or any illegal activity or possibility that these individuals might be, you know, somehow smuggling guns or doing other things to any of the people that they put in this database. You would think, if anything, this one conclusion they would be, I mean, if they've been doing this since 2010, you would think that one conclusion might be that maybe they've learned that the people who go to these gun shows must be very law-abiding, not to have any successful investigations as a result of putting this data together.
Yeah, it's incredible, because they just continue to gather more information, monitor more people, make lists, put labels out there, and yet, as you've aptly pointed out, with no results from their efforts. Anyhow, where can people find out more about you and get their hands on the brand new book?
The new book's The War on Guns, available most places, but Amazon is probably the cheapest place that I know for people to get it. And our website is crimeresearch.org, O-R-G, crimeresearch.org.
Dr. John Lott, talk soon. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.